You want to know why purpose matters? The best way is probably to go in your mind to the end of your life. I think what purpose does is it gives meaning to a life. And a long time ago, I think it was Erik Erikson, who argued that purpose was the basis of ego integrity. And that could be true at any time of your life, but especially at the end of your life. Imagine what it would be like at the end of your life to be able to look back and go, that was a life well lived. I did something that mattered to me, and I have a sense that I did it. I did it in collaboration with others, yes. But it means that your sense of self is intimately related to what really matters to you. Ego integrity. Conversely, imagine what it would be like at the end of your life if you go, well, actually, I sort of squandered most of it. I don't even remember it, frankly. Yeah, it's been a bit pointless, really. And I don't really know who I am or what I was about or anything, really. It's probably time to obliterate consciousness one more time. Today, I think I'll use alcohol. Alcohol's been used as an anesthetic for centuries. It's a very different sort of, I think, experience. Well, we don't have to wait to the end. You know, we can choose now. So purpose seems to me to be pretty purposeful. You know, it's worth having. It gives meaning. And therefore, it might be useful to spend a few minutes thinking about what for you is purposeful activity. Not what you think it should be, not what someone else said it should be, but what it is for you. What matters to you? What is time well spent for you? There may be certain activities which are extraordinarily engaging for you. You're willing to devote a lot of time, attention, energy, to those. There's a reason. So, I want to ask you to think of times when you have been purposefully engaged in whatever. It really doesn't matter what it is. I'd like you to think of three instances of different things. Not three of the same. Anything at all where you've been purposely engaged. Yeah, that really mattered to me. I had purpose, that had meaning to me. Whatever it was. You got three? Yeah? Yeah. Now, when you think about these three examples, I mean, you may have far more than three, but let's start with three. When you think of these three examples, what do they have in common? What do they have in common? What's the theme? What would that be? Because what we're doing is we're distilling. Those different instances, they have certain things in common. And if you were to distill all of that, what's the theme, the essence for you? Let's take another step. Let's do a little bit of what in NLP is known as contrastive analysis. What's it like for you to be engaged in activity that's pretty lacking in purpose as far as you're concerned? Oh, It's interesting. Judging from your responses, it's not good anyway, whatever it is. The kind of words I've heard when I've asked people this, they invariably seem to come down to something about it's dispiriting, I don't know why I'm doing it, I wish I wasn't, it's demoralizing. Does this happen to you often? See, it'd be useful to have some sense of how often is often. If you did it as a percentage of your life, what would the percentage be? Well, 10% of my time I'm engaged in purposeless activity and I wish I wasn't, which is different from being engaged in purposeless activity and finding it a huge relief. You know?
Yes.
That's different. I didn't see too many of you go there. It was very much the drudgery stuff. So what would you say? How much of your life, percentage-wise, are you engaged in purposeless activity, which is not good news for you? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Let's not go any further.
There's big purposes and little
purposes. Yes, indeed. I think purposes come in, you know, all sizes. No, really, small, medium, large, XL, XXL. Yes, they can. And yet there's something about this sort of feeling which is not so good when people experience it.
You can also be engaged in activity that has a purpose and everyone else thinks it's great, but it doesn't give you a buzz and you find it's really boring.
Can't you also be engaged in an activity that other people think is great,
yeah,
but it doesn't give you a buzz? I think you can be engaged in that kind of activity. It has a purpose, but not for you.
Everyone's involved in purposeless activities, whether we like it or not, because, you know, society forces people to do purposeless activities against their will, and that's a fact, you know. And it's about using your purpose. I mean, you look at the world's... it is a fact. I mean, look at...
Let me just repeat so people can hear. So, to summarise what you're saying, people are forced into purposeless activity by virtue of the society they live in and in
a
global context as well.
To a greater or lesser extent, yeah.
To a greater or lesser extent.
Some of us are more conscious than others of it, and the more conscious people obviously are trying to fight against doing that so they can make their lives totally purposeful.
Okay. I think what for me is interesting in what you're saying is the number of presuppositions built into it. And those may or may not be valid. To presuppose that if you are more aware, you'll fight against it.
Well, not necessarily fight, but find new alternatives.
Not necessarily fight, but find new alternatives. I agree. It doesn't have to be fighting, as you say.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
It can be changing your life and deciding, so I want to do this purpose activity.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
I want to work in a job in some boring government department every day.
Do you?
No, I don't.
You don't want to, and you don't.
I don't work in a boring government department, no.
Good. Something significant. You don't want to, and you don't. Good. So, do we have any choices here? Sounds like we do. What kind of choices? Well, choice usually arises from some awareness of what the options might be. So what are the options? Well, one option is to engage in purposeless activity, purposeless for you, all the time. Most of us don't seem to be too keen on that one. What other options are there? What would it be like to start moving in the direction of more purposeful activity more of the time? This is almost certainly where vision is going to come in again. Because vision is likely to provide you with that pole star that you can navigate towards. You can base your movements upon its reliable position in the heavens. So what might be purposeful activity for you? It could be a lot of things. One of the ways you'll know that it's purposeful is that it engages you. It animates you. You may well want to do more of it. You may be disappointed when it's over, maybe. It may cause you to feel celebratory. It matters to you. So, if we ask a very simple question, what matters to you? What matters to you? And when I ask people that question, I get some really interesting answers. Sometimes when I'm asking this to, you know, key players in large organizations, they'll start by talking about their quarterly figures. And they're not talking about their girth. Those quarterly figures matter. And as they keep going, they start talking about quite other things. Very common that they'll start talking about their children. Very common. What matters? Let me ask you, what matters to you? You're not obliged to have children, have something that matters to you. How often do you get a chance to focus on that? Because this will be critical in terms of purpose. It would be very odd to have a sense of purpose that was totally unconnected with anything that mattered to you. So, purpose and what matters, they go together. Therefore, take a moment. Come up with three things that really matter to you. Anything at all. What really matters to you? Bigger question. What purpose does that serve? See, if I ask it of myself, what really matters to me is being able to do what I do with people. Small groups, large groups, one-to-one, whatever. Well, that's nice, Ian. So what purpose does it serve? The purpose it serves is that it enables me to reach people. What purpose does that serve? So I can keep going with this. What purpose does that serve? It serves the purpose of enabling me to offer people ways where they can come home to themselves. What purpose does that serve? It allows them to be more who they really are. It allows me to be more who I really am in the process. What purpose does that serve? And you can keep going, can't you? And you eventually, you may get to a point where you go, well, that's it. It's sufficient in itself. So if I push myself, it allows you to be more who you are. What purpose does that serve? It allows you to experience more fully being alive. What purpose does that serve? It allows life itself to experience itself. Now we're getting pretty out there, you know. But to have that kind of sense means being here with you is not just a two-hour jaunt. It's actually something much more, much bigger. It matters. So what matters to you? Yeah. And as you start focusing in this way, something happens internally often. I'm struck how there's a change of feel in the room. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But it kind of goes... It's like a settling. Because it's going to a quieter place, a more profound level. Call it what you will. Now imagine being able to come from this place and engage in action. Would that action be compelling? Yeah. It would also have a lot of dynamism. because there's a lot of energy in this kind of settledness. If you just put your antennae out for a moment, there's a big difference between being in a room where there are lots of people and it kind of goes, you know, it's like so hot or flat or bored. But this doesn't have that feel, does it? This is quite lively in a settled sort of way. Could go lots of places. So what's the purpose? It's a big question. And it's a question worth asking, not just once, but every so often. And you're probably only likely to ask it if you have the space in your life to do so. So creating the space gets to be the first order of business. Well, in a way, you've created the space here, haven't you? Just by dedicating this time to focusing on these matters. And when you get into this space, I sometimes think that really, you know, all I'm doing is sort of providing a kind of oral backdrop while you do the real business. And I'm happy to do that. Because I have every confidence that you will know what's appropriate for you. So what matters to you? And if I ask you the same question, what purpose does it serve? And when you have an answer, I ask again, what purpose does that serve? Now, we've been talking about purpose. We've been talking about purpose. Now, I want to talk about the new miracle ingredients, which is Purpose Plus.